Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, September 8, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Billions of dollars will be needed to help Hurricane Katrina survivors. But the money isn't the only thing needed. Willing volunteers are making a difference. International AIDS Dean Agee is in the hurricane-affected region, distributing aid and helping those in need through hundreds of local churches who are uniquely able to help when people are asking spiritual questions.
The church is just the natural connection point into the community. When you've lost everything, it really makes you reprioritize. And a lot of people have reflected, and the church is really there to help people through those kind of times.
Call 1-800-251-2502 to help. Next, the need is astounding. Worldwide, 400 to 600 teachers are needed to help teach evangelical missionary kids overseas. If most of these needs go unmet, it could be devastating for Bible translation work and evangelism. That's according to Wycliffe Bible Translators James Farr.
Because if we don't take care of our kids, the families will have to leave, the work will stop, and people will go home. Teachers is actually right now the number two need in all of Wycliffe.
Wycliffe is looking for new college graduates to those who are retired. Go to our website for more information. And finally, aid groups are responding to the dire needs of Niger's starving people. 3.6 million people, over 25% of Niger's population, are at risk for starvation. Food for the Hungry has launched an emergency response team and has partnered with a local registered Christian development and church planning organization to distribute food. The focus right now is primarily on short-term emergency relief, while also planning long-term efforts for food security programs. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International AIDS, available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.